nothing but the blood. Whole theme, whole year, all of our life. Nothing but the blood is the theme of your life. Every time you have a situation in your life, I guarantee you, the blood will come into view. Jesus paid it all because he loves you. And we have missed out on so much because so many times we have not made the blood personal. You need to make it personal. God wants us to understand something. Jesus went to that cross for your person, for who you are, right where you are. At the time of life, you had an opportunity to say, yes, I believe. That's why Jesus went. And God said, I want you to make it personal. I want you to understand that I love you so much. I want you to live the dream I have for you. God has a dream for you. God has a calling for you. God has a special touch for you. God has a special individual, groups, nations, whoever, just for you in your ministry. See, all of us, when you say yes to Jesus, you accepted a ministry. And you are the one that God has called for that particular ministry in your life. We all live in our own little world. We all have our family group. We all have those that are close to us. That's our little world. Anything happen in that little world, we take it big. And we get hurt. And God says, I want you to understand something. I have a calling for you. I want you to understand my dream for your life. See, not your dream. God said, I have a dream for you. Did he not create you? Did he not form you from nothing? Did he not love you before you were ever born? Even to the point he said he knew you before you were ever formed in your mother's womb. Now that's a knowing. God said, not only do I know you, I have a call for you. And many people say, well, I don't understand. I don't know what my calling is. Wait, here's a little help for you. What do you love doing? What do you love to do? What are you seeing yourself studying for, learning about, that you love doing it? It makes you happy when you help people. It fills your heart with joy when you create something with your hands. Whatever that is that you have in your life that you love doing, you're comfortable, and not saying that you're not uneasy about getting in front of people or any of that, but that you're comfortable because you know who you are. You know the God that's called you. I have always told young preachers when the two areas of their life they're always worried about, performing a wedding and a funeral. I don't know why those always go together, but they're always worried about, to do a funeral, I'm afraid I'll do it wrong. How? Nobody knows what you're supposed to do anyway. Nobody knows but you. See, when you are conducting a funeral or a wedding. You can't do them wrong, because nobody, including the bride and the groom and including the person in the casket, could care less. You have the calling. So you accept that calling and you say, Lord, give me the words. Lord, in this marriage, give me the wisdom. Lord, give me mercy in all of it. But it is a calling that you have to stand up. God says, I want you to stand up for me. I'll do the fighting for you. Oh, I have learned that lesson. Tremendous lesson to learn. I've seen it in my life, in my ministry. And God says, that's what I want you to do. Live God's dream plan for you, because he has it laid out for you. Oh, there's a lot of ditches along that path. There are a lot of potholes that you're going to hit, and you'll probably hit every one of them. You'll be so rattled when you hit them at high speed. I'm so anxious to get there. You got plenty of time. You have a life that God has given you. But you see, in that dream God has for you, I'll guarantee you this. There are other people that are going to benefit from you, from the gift God has called you to have. They are going to be blessed because of you. How many times have I told you, you could be someone's miracle, but you have to show up. You could be someone's answer to prayer. And God has given you that gift, that calling, that career, where you can make a difference in somebody else's life. That, my friends, is living God's dream for your life. And always tell them your story about how Jesus saved you. See, you don't need to think about somebody else's testimony. You have a testimony. It's your life. What has God done for you? Think of the blessings. Think of the hurt. And then think of that hurt and that pain that you went through in the trying times, and how the peace came. And you didn't even expect it. But the Lord will only put on you so much. The Lord will not allow too much to go on you that you can't bear it. So as the weight of life, hurt, pain is there, God says, I want you to live the dream plan I have for you. I've created you. I have called you. Now, when you get a chance, I've got it marked in your bulletin also, to please read Psalm 25, verses 1 through 22 at your convenience. Psalm 25, verses 1 through 22. King David, not king yet, he's on the run, hurting, but he had to call. God said, he's a man after my own heart. Saul, the king, was out to kill him. Saul wanted him dead because Saul was jealous, because God had blessed David with such ability. And people saw it, and the people loved him. And Saul was jealous. So Saul is out to kill David. 10 years David's living in the caves and the rocks and the clefts. If it bad was going to hit him, it hit him during all this time. Had an opportunity more than once to take Saul's life, but he refused. No. Saul's son, Jonathan, was his best friend. They loved each other. And God used David during that time of trial and all. And David had prayed that prayer to God during this trial and tribulation period. But he had a calling. And God, in his promise, has told you and me, don't you worry. You follow me. You will be victorious in my dream calling for your life. Not yours. You dream of wealth? Well, you're looking in the wrong place when you're asking God about it. Do you know the wealthiest people are the individuals who have a roof over their head, they can feed their family and clothe them? And those are the ones who say, those are the groups that say, we are happy. Doesn't seem like much, does it? Oh, what about more? What about more demands more. Are you willing? Are you willing just to follow God's dream for your life and be victorious in it? Psalm 25, verses 11 and 12. You need to read all 22. For the sake of your name, O Lord, this is David speaking. He's not king yet, but he's going to be. For the sake of your name, O Lord, forgive my iniquity, my immorality. Forgive it, Lord, though it is great. Oh, listen to the confession. Lord, I know I'm a mess. Who then is the man that fears the Lord? He, God, will instruct him in the way chosen for him. David, a man after God's own heart, God says, I will instruct him in the way that I have chosen for him. David, you can't take a shortcut. Larry, you can't take a shortcut. You got to go through all the garbage to get to the big surprise. You got to go through the hurt and the pain of life. You've got to fail without being a failure. You've got to get back up. You got to stand there. And if you get knocked down again, so be it. But just remember, chase a dream that I've laid out for you. It's your calling. And when you recognize that as a calling from God, your secular work, no matter what it is, when you recognize that as a calling from God, you will become the best in your field because you love. Do you know why you're the best God has? Because of his love. Do you know why you're victorious and it's guaranteed? Because of God's love. Do you remember? For God so loved that he gave his only begotten son. For whosoever will, let him come. That's love. The ultimate calling, the ultimate touch. Touch not my anointed. That's a warning God puts out. Now, when I've called somebody, Christian, you're called to active duty. Don't you touch him. Don't you touch her. That's my servant. Trust me. God pays attention. And God will give you the deliverance. That's something I wanted to read that I think is so important for us. There are no great people. There are only ordinary people committed to great dreams. Ordinary people committed to great dreams. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. This is God speaking through Jeremiah. He's continuing to give the message. For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Listen to this. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Now, I want you to listen to that. God says, my plans for your life are not harm, but prosperity. My plan for your life is victory. My plan for your life is peace, that inner peace that only I can give you. That's my plan for your life. My plan is always victory. There's victory in Jesus. Brother Randy, write a song about it.
I heard an old story,
Barry. Oh, that old story, Randy. There's that love, that hand. You see, God has his hand on us. You hear me, Christian? God's hand is on you. You want victory? Just look at your calling. The one you love, what you love to do, that's a gift from God. Recognize him as you fulfill that gift. You're already victorious. But take your time. Can't rush it. David, if you go ahead and kill Saul now, you can become king now. Nope. Saul was God's man, chosen by God. Even though he's attempting to kill me, David knew that his job was not to let him find him, catch him, not to let him kill him. But I will not. And he had chance to do it more than once, to take Saul's life. No, I will not touch God's anointed. God wants him out, let God put him out. 10 years later, David gone through living hell. A human being, just like all the rest of us. Lord, are you sure you call me? Lord, am I sure that I'm following you? Know all of those doubts, those fears that you have from the human situation you're in? God will always let you know, you're okay, my child. It's just not time yet. You cannot be victorious for the Lord until the time God has set for you to do so or be so. You see, maybe that individual's life that God put you on earth to touch later on isn't born yet. That takes a little time, they tell me. And then they have to grow. And then at the right moment, God never messes up. Everything is always done right on time. When I go to be with the Lord, I will not be a second late. No, you got it? I won't be a second late. And you want to see somebody nervous? You look at Brother Randy, he's going to have to do my funeral. He's scared to death what I have planned. But here's the joy in all of this. Do you know that the Christian faith is the only faith that can laugh at death? I've told you this before, but pay attention to it. You go in a funeral home, and a funeral is of an individual that doesn't know the Lord. I guarantee you, you will hear wailing and gnashing of teeth. you will hear all manner of discord. Go to a funeral home where a Christian, well-known or not well-known, or well-known to the family, and that Christian is lying there, the remains in that casket, and you got a bunch of fellow Christians around them, and everybody laughing and crying all at the same time. I remember him. I remember when he said this to me. That honoring not hid. I can't. And then, why? How can we do that? God had a dream for us. When we went into the fold, God's fold, he says, you're my family now. You will never, ever be permanently separated from a fellow Christian. Everything's temporary because of life. Each one of us got to finish living this mess we're in. We got to finish up. But we will see each other again. And I read a book, people. We know each other. And every one of us are looking good. Nobody's overweight. Everybody looks good. I have no idea whether you have to have hair or not. But I do know this. You will be in the perfected will of God. Jesus says, when I call you, I'm calling you home. But in the meantime, my dream call for you, I give you. Follow my dream for your life. Not your dream. Look at my dream. It's the dream that will truly mean something to you throughout eternity. I promise you that. Here's what you need to do. Be willing in advance to accept God's dream for your life. Here's how you do it. You ready? Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Offer yourselves as a living sacrifice. God didn't tell me to go out here and take my life to glorify him. He didn't tell me to do that. Jesus died for me. He took care of the death problem. God says, offer yourself as a living sacrifice. Give who you are. I will make your dreams come true. My dream for your life is a victorious dream for you because I love you. Follow that dream. Offer yourself as a living sacrifice to God, dedicated to his service. Do not conform to the standards of this world. Mercy in our generation, I haven't even recognized the standards yet. Isn't that sad? God created us to give us so much, and his creation rejects the free gift. I give you love. No, we want to hate. I give you peace. No, I want war. That human calling is evil. Always has been. We battle it. Dedicated to his service, do not conform to the standards of this world, but let God transform you. Then you will be able to know, to know the will of God, what is good, pleasing, and perfect. What is good, pleasing, and perfect. Only the will of God can truthfully cry out perfection. Know his will for your life. How do I know it? You pray, God, is this what you want me to do? And then you put your whole heart into it. You're going to get knocked down, folks. You're going to get knocked down many times in life. Put a smile on your face, understanding a fact that many forget. I'm here because God willed it to be. I'm on planet Earth. As many of you all know, I was a planned abortion. Well, it didn't work. And God, and I didn't even know that till the last year of my mother's life. But God said, Larry Pete, you're going to be born. I've told you all many times, I might be a knothead, but I'm God's knothead. So you and I, individuals chosen by God for a purpose, I never dreamed that I'd ever preach. Never. Didn't even enter my mind. But it was God's calling. And you know what? I love to preach. I love to teach. I love to study. Why? Because it's God's dream for me. I'm going to go on soon to be with the Lord. And don't you all worry. You ain't far behind me. But we will all understand for sure what it means to have victory in Jesus. Because it's all in the blood. That's the word of God, and it doesn't get better than the word of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the blessings, the joy of our salvation, of our life. We ask now, Father, in our calling as your children, you will give us the courage and the boldness to stand strong, to stand firm in your love, in your way, in your will, as we help a limping and needing world, a wounded heart, a broken spirit. Let your will be our will, Father, and give us the courage to continue. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.